This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the principle of nation first has been the driving force behind India's transformation into a fast-growing, credible and reliable global power. Addressing a summit organized by a private media house in New Delhi, Prime Minister said the country's achievements over the past decade were rooted in trust, stability, and a commitment to the larger global good. Referring to his recent participation in the G7 summit, Mr. Modi said, "World leaders recognize India's unwavering commitment to putting national interests first, a philosophy that continues to shape the country's policies and development agenda." Highlighting the government's 12 years in office, Prime Minister said initiatives such as Swachh Bharat, Make in India, promotion of Khadi, and support for local products succeeded because citizens embraced the spirit of nation building. Mr. Modi said, nearly 25 crore people had moved out of poverty in recent years, leading to the emergence of a large neo-middle class and boosting economic activity.
25 crore log garibi se bahar nikle hain, neo-middle class mein aaye hain, to iska fayda keval un parivaron tak nahi rehta, balki middle class ka bhi itna fayda hota hai. क्योंकि ये नया कंज्यूमर है जो इकोनॉमी को ड्राइव करता है उसे अल्टीमेटली मिडिल क्लास के लिए अवसर बनते हैं यानी गरीबी कम होना केवल वेलफेयर का ही विषय नहीं है यह अवसरों के विस्तार की गाथा है नई एस्पिरेशन की प्रेरणा है
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories, Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. President will confer the 65th Padma Awards today. Uttar Pradesh government has suspended four state government officials in connection with Lucknow fire incident, which claimed the lives of 15 students. State police has registered a case against six individuals and arrested four accused persons last night. The state government has ordered a high-level inquiry into the fire incident. A special investigation team, SIT, was formed to investigate the incident and its members will submit their report within 7 days. Four cargo ships carrying shipments of urea, diammonium, phosphate and sulfur are heading towards Indian ports after successfully crossing the Strait of Hormuz. These vessels are on their way to designated ports across the country, including Krishnapatnam and Kakinada ports in Andhra Pradesh, Paradip port in Odisha and the Mundra port in Gujarat. Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry said these fresh imports will immediately offload to supplement the nation's existing fertilizer buffers and secure ongoing agricultural requirements. The ministry said that the country's cumulative fertilizer stock position stands at a robust 196 lakh tons compared to 168 lakh tons during the corresponding period last year. Indian Embassy in Doha has announced that Qatari authorities have confirmed the deaths of 12 Indian nationals in Sunday night's Ras Laffan LNG explosion. In a social media post, the embassy extended its condolences to the bereaved families and offered prayers for the departed souls. It also stated that Qatari authorities confirmed all those injured in the incident are in stable condition and receiving appropriate medical treatment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed grief over the loss of lives and injuries, including those of Indian nationals. In Manipur, security forces have recovered a huge cache of arms and ammunition during a 3-day intelligence-based search operation in Kangpokpi district. Joint teams of Manipur Police, CRPF, COBRA and the Army conducted combing operations at Leilon Waifei village and nearby areas. In the opening match of London round of the FIH Pro League, Indian men's hockey team will take on arch rivals Pakistan today. This will be the first encounter between India and Pakistan since their Asian Champions Trophy clash in Hulunbuir, China in 2024, where India emerged victorious with a 2-1 win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.